plants tacky? If you ask a room full of interior designers, you'd have two very different answers to this question. Some would say using them is a major faux pas and that they're a hard pass, while others think they're great and use them all the time. So which is it? And if you choose to use fake plants, how can you make them look real? Are fake plants great or are they gross? Keep listening to find out. Welcome to Design Your Home, the podcast that helps you design and decorate your home with confidence. I'm your host, award-winning interior designer and real estate investor, Sally Sorcelli, here to help you create timeless designs that'll make your home or investment property stand out. Thanks for listening. Well, hey there, and welcome to today's design conversation all about fake or faux plants. Now, this is a heated conversation with very strong opinions on both sides. I've heard some designers say they're hideous and a big no, while others are totally on board with them. So which is it? Will using fake plants make your home look tacky? So before I share my own thoughts on faux plants, let's talk about the benefits of seeing green in our homes. There are actual studies showing the benefits of having plants in our homes. There's a calming effect. It may reduce stress and anxiety. And spending on gardening and plant supplies jumped a huge amount during the pandemic. And people craved that connection to nature and the environment during that time. So do those benefits, and there are studies to them, I can link to a couple of them in the show notes, but do those same benefits apply when you're using fake plants? Well, when comparing to real plants win. But some studies showed that even looking at pictures of plants can have some benefits. So it seems there would be some benefit to fake plants versus no plants, but the top dog is going to be real. Now let's quickly discuss some pros and cons of faux plants. And there are quite a few pros and quite a few cons. So let's start with the pros first. Well, faux plants are durable and you don't have to water them. This is great if you have a busy lifestyle. For those like myself who do not have a green thumb yet, and you also don't have to worry about toxic plants for pets. So if you're a pet owner, there are many plants that you have to worry about that your pet could eat to make them sick. You don't have to worry about that with the faux. And if you're a real estate investor with a property like an Airbnb or a furnished rental, like a midterm rental, faux plants are really the only viable option to add green because you can't necessarily rely on your guests watering your plants. And depending on the turnover, that's something that the cleaning company may or may not do. So if you want green in your investment property, faux is the way to go there. Another pro of faux plants is there's no mess. You're not going to worry about it spilling and dirt getting everywhere. And the last pro is that they're reusable. You can move them from room to room. You don't have to worry about the lighting in each room. They're going to, quote, live wherever you put them since they don't need real sunlight. But there are some cons to faux plants, and let's get into those now. One big con, and this is a really big one, is that some can look really fake. And we'll talk more on the differences between a quality faux plant and one that looks cheap. Along the same lines of faux plants looking really fake, another con is that the really high quality faux plants can cost a lot of money. I mean, an arrangement can be in the hundreds of dollars. And while that'll look really good, it might not be in a budget for everybody, and to go real would be more cost efficient. Now, another con of faux plants is that they're made out of plastic, which isn't eco-friendly. Although, yes, you can reuse them over and over, they are not eco-friendly in the sense that they're not natural and it's more plastic added to our world. Another con of faux plants is there are no health benefits for cleaning the air. Real plants provide oxygen and can filter out the carbon dioxide, but faux plants cannot do that. Another con of faux plants is you are going to have to dust them. Now, technically, you'd have to do that with a real plant too, but faux plants can definitely feel a little dustier as I see them in people's homes. And then the last con with faux plants is really the perception of fake. People who want something that's very real and natural will not like the idea of something fake in their home. Now let's move on to talk about some tips for buying fake plants. If you are going to go that route, how to get the ones that look the most realistic. Tip number one, avoid colors that are not found in nature. That is a clear sign that it's a fake. So you're not going to have really bright blues. Like if you think of 4th of July decorations, they're actually in the stores right now as it's springtime here in the United States. When I'm seeing red, white, and blue, big hydrangea floral arrangements, you are not getting big, bold, navy blue flowers anywhere. They just don't exist. So that is a sure sign that that is a fake flower. Anything that doesn't feel natural in terms of color is a clear sign. So stay away from those. Tip number two for buying fake plants. If it looks real from 10 feet away, it's likely a safe bet. I like to think of that quote from Clueless with Alicia Silverstone that she was saying it's that someone looked like a Monet, that they're great from far away, but close up, they're a hot mess. So if this plant looks good from far away, like a Monet would of painting, then it's likely a safe bet. I had just said 10 feet, and I'll modify that just a smidge and say about 5 to 10 feet. If it looks good from that distance, it's likely a safe bet. But if you can spot it that it looks fake at that distance, then as you get even closer, it's going to look faker, so I'd pass on that one. Tip number three to buying fake plants is avoid cheap stems and trunk. These can often be the first giveaway that a plant is fake. So when you're buying a faux plant, if the stems and the trunk don't look good, pass on it because it's going to be a complete giveaway that it is a fake plant. And we again are trying to have our plants, if we're using faux plants, look more realistic. Tip number four to buying fake plants is to avoid plastic, shiny looking leaves. So I just said how cheap stems and trunks are a dead giveaway that it is a faux plant. Plastic, shiny looking leaves are also one. So it's something that most plants don't have that super shiny look to them unless they've been sprayed with chemicals and clear coatings. So having some leaves that are super shiny is just going to be a dead giveaway. I was recently at the store called At Home looking at some of their faux plants, and one of their arrangements just had really glossy leaves, and I could immediately spot that that was a fake one. You could see the seams in all the leaves where the plastic was melded together. So avoid the plastic shiny looking leaves. Now, with faux plants, some faux plants do look better than others. So continuing in our tips for buying fake plants, which faux plants do tend to look better? The first one to bring up is faux succulents. They tend to look more realistic, and I think that's just the nature of the shapes of succulents. You can hide the seams more easily when you're molding that plastic together, and real succulents can look a little fake on their own, so it's easy to swap out a faux succulent for a real succulent. One tip I do want to say when it comes to faux succulents is to do the sniff test. Now, I actually did an Instagram reel about this. It was kind of funny in my own personal opinion, and I was at Target doing a sniff test. Whenever you're buying succulents, give them a smell. Some of them have a horrible plastic rubber smell, and that is just chemicals that are off-gassing. You don't want to bring that into your home, and they just smell gross. So I will, every time I'm buying a faux succulent, give it a sniff test, make sure it doesn't smell gross, because faux succulents are the one type of plant that can really have that fake plastic smell. Another plant that tends to look better or look good, at least as a faux, are orchids. Orchids can be a tricky plant to grow, and if you love the look of them, faux orchids might be the way to go for you because they tend to look more realistic than other types of plants. Another tip when looking for plants that are faux, that look better than others, is plants with small leaves will more easily pass for real plants. If you go with a really large leaf plant, like a fiddle leaf fig, those have been so popular in the past few years, you really want to buy a high quality, expensive fiddle leaf fig if you're going faux. Because those leaves are so big, they can look really fake and cheap easily. So if you have plants with smaller leaves, though sometimes you can get away with them looking more realistic than others. Okay, let's move on to how to make a fake tree look real. If you are going to go faux in your house with a faux tree, then how to make it look its best so it's a little more deceiving. Well, the pot or planter makes a huge difference in how fake plants will look. So first, you're going to put your faux tree or faux plant in a good quality round floor basket or container. You can get one inexpensively at Home Goods or Amazon. And I can look to link a few examples in the show notes. Now, if there's a lot of space around your faux plant and the edge of that container, you're either going to want to pack it with a lightweight floral foam that you can get at the dollar store or at a Michael's craft store, or you can even use some old towels, just something to make sure it's not wobbling and tipping over. Next, after you put your plant in, and your support around it, whether that's faux floral foam or you're putting towels in, then you want to cover that entire base with some Spanish moss. And you can get Spanish moss in light green tones, in bright green tones, and that's just going to give it sort of a natural potted plant vibe. And then you can place your faux tree wherever you want to add some green or some height to it. It's an easy trick. And whenever you go on Amazon to look at buying a fake plant, if you look at suggested things to buy with it, they're almost always putting a pot or a basket and some Spanish moss, because this is really the trend that people are doing to make it look better and not like a fake plastic top to it. Okay, let's move on to the best places to buy faux plants if you want to buy them. And then at the end, I'm going to share my own personal opinion on faux plants. When it comes to faux plants, there is a huge difference in quality. So go for the best quality that you can afford. If you are not buying succulents, which tend to do well as fake, and you're going with a fake tree or other fake arrangements, especially floral arrangements, those can be spotted as fakes really quickly. You want to go with the best quality that you can afford. And again, I can link to some of these in the show notes. Now, for budget-friendly options of faux plants, Target actually has some really impressive selection in cute pots. Some of them are as little as $5, and other ones get a little more expensive at $15 to $20. And they did pass the sniff test when I checked them there. So Target is a great place to go. Home Goods and Ross are other options, but do be careful as they'll have a mix of both the good fakes and the bad fakes. Amazon is another place that has a lot, but like Home Goods and Ross, there are a lot of bad ones out there, so you can't see them in advance. Read reviews first to find the best ones. I guess if you don't like it, you can always return it. Now, Costco is my final kind of budget-friendly option. It might not seem super budgety, but they are less expensive. They have viral faux trees, which do look pretty good. I just saw one yesterday. It was a eucalyptus, and it comes in a nice white container. I would add the Spanish moss to theirs because it had like a faux brown pebble on the top, which looked a little fake. And then they also had another one that came in a big round pot. That one was a little more expensive, but for a faux tree, those can be a little pricey. And that one was over $300, but the one I saw yesterday was in the $100 range. Now, more expensive options for faux plants. So I just talked about the budget-friendly options. If you want to go a little more higher end and spend a little bit more, Pottery Barn will have a decent selection of faux stems and branches, as will Ballard Designs. Now, Ballard Designs also has preserved boxwood topiaries and boxwood trees and plants. So those were real at some point, and then they're dried and preserved. And it's not like your grandmother's old dated dried flower arrangements. They actually do look really nice. They can get a little dusty, so do watch that. If you want the top of the line faux stems and branches, A Floral is really the place to go for that. They have gorgeous stems and faux plants. You are going to spend more for each one. But if you look at their following on social media, they do have a lot of traction. A lot of designers that I know, including myself, have used them. So there are some really high-end faux companies that are the best, in my opinion, but they only sell to the trade. So that's people like myself who are interior designers or furniture and retail stores in the home decor industry. And so you'd have to either buy them from me or a high-end retail store. And that's where you can see arrangements in the hundreds to, you know, $1,000 for an arrangement. They look so realistic that you literally can't tell the difference. A lot of hotels, high-end ones, we'll use those in their lobbies. They'll use real flowers. And then on each floor of a hotel, they might use a faux arrangement because it's not getting any natural sunlight. Those are going to cost more. So for your home, that's one thing. For an investment property, not worth stretching your budget like that. So what is my personal opinion of faux plants? Well, as an interior designer, I'm totally on board with high-end faux plants. Nothing that looks fake or smells fake like plastic is okay with me. I actually have several faux plants in my home and I love them. And yes, mine did come from the high-end trade resources. So they are expensive, but I've had them for years. I make sure to keep them dusted and they look really great because I'll be honest, I don't have a green thumb, at least not yet. There's always options, right? Now, I also use high-end options in my clients' homes, and they love them too. They notice the difference for sure. So I would love to hear your thoughts. Are you pro-faux or not? I'd love to connect with you, so make sure to follow me over on Instagram if you aren't yet, and send me a DM to say hi. You can find me at Nestorations, and I would love to chat with you over there. All right, that's it for this episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next week. Have an amazing day.